Okay, so today's learning should be a schus and ilu nishmas, our dearest chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as a schus for an ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for a refuah shleima for Yerachmiel ben Miriam, who's having a procedure shortly. And it should be a schus for refuah shleima for Chaim Doi ben Minarachol, Chaim Aliyah ben Shein Derachol, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are doing Gimel today. And Gimel, he says on page 14, Gaiva v'avodah zara ikaram v'machshava. He's going to teach us that both Gaiva and avodah zara are the ikar, the essential part of being oiver, has to do with your thoughts. And this is going to be part of the reason why Gaiva is compared to avodah zara, because really it doesn't seem to make sense. There's a lot of bad midos. What makes one mida comparable to avodah zara more than others? So he says like this. He says, "V'hineh kach. We see that having gaiva is like worshipping idols. To we see at the end of the first parak of kedushin that Hashem does not is not mitzarif a thought to action. Meaning, if a person wants to do an avera and he doesn't end up doing it, whether it's because something happened or even if it's something beyond his control." That's called machshava. When you do a machshava, when you have a machshava to do something and you try to do it, but you're unsuccessful. Let's say a person wants to eat a piece of pig, and he picks up and he goes and he buys boar's head, and it happens to be that the boar's head, for whatever reason, but that boar's head, the piece of thing, was really not pig. It was really a kosher cow that was shechted, and they turned it into salami. So he ate boar's head salami, thinking that he was eating treif. That's what we're talking about, machshav and ma'isa. So normally, if you try to do an avera but you're not successful, so Hashem doesn't punish you. You're not held accountable. That's called mitztaref machshav le'ma'isa. So normally, when you try to do an avera and you're not successful, Hashem does not treat it like you did it, except levar ba'avodah zarah, except for the sin of avodah zarah. Dechsiv l'man tfois as base Yisrael v'libam. It says regarding avodah zarah, in order to grab hold of the of Beis Yisrael in their hearts. So you see that there's an aspect of fulfilling it in your heart. And v'hagam gaiva, how they rock believe. Gaiva also is a sin that takes place in the heart. K'dechsiv v'ram levavecha, that your heart will become haughty. So the Gemara is teaching an important rule regarding the status of your intention to fulfill. If you try to do a mitzvah and you weren't successful, so Hashem is mitztaref machshava l'maisa. You try to, Rabbi Reisman gave this example that I heard from him many years ago. He says that you want to go to his shir. So you want to go to Daf Yomi and you get in your car and you're circling and you can't find the spot and you get frustrated and you go home. You get credit for attending the shir because you tried. That's mitztaref machshava l'maisa. Regarding mitzvahs, Hashem is mitztaref, but regarding averus, he's not. And the exception that we're saying now is the rule of avodah zarah. If someone intended to worship avodah zarah, but he was prevented for whatever reason from doing so, you're still held accountable as if you actually did it. Why is avodah zarah an exception? So the pasuk tells us here that Hashem is holding Klal Yisrael accountable for having the sin in their heart. And why? So we need to understand why is Hashem mitztaref machshava l'maaseh with regards to avodah zarah, and why, by extension, a gaiva. So he says, the reason is that avera tluya b'maaseh, that an avera that requires an action, but mamish for such a sin, Hashem doesn't punish you for thought alone. Regarding avodah zarah, the essence of the avera is that you accepted the idol in your heart. Similarly with gaiva, so he says a very beautiful idea. When you want to do an avera, so let's say, going back to my example, you want to eat pig. So you, in order to be oiver the avera of eating pig, you have to do the maisa of putting it in your mouth and chewing it and swallowing it. That requires action. Most averas require action in order to be oiver them. Avodah zarah does not. The essence of serving an idol is in your mind. It's what your thought is. And the Gemara even goes through examples. We had this in Masechta Avodah Zarah, but what happens if someone wants to bend down in front of an idol to pick up The same action of bowing down, but he's not bowing down to the idol. He's bending down to pick up. He dropped a coin. He dropped something. He wants to bend down and pick it up. So the main aspect of the avera is what's going on in your mind while you're doing it. So most averas, it requires a machshava. But when it comes to avodah zarah, the main aspect of the avera is what's going on in your mind. You are over the sin of avodah zarah, even if you don't worship them. If in your mind you accept them as your god. And therefore, the Beis HaLevi extends it to gaiva as well, because gaiva is likened to avodah zarah. Because regarding arrogance as well, it's not how you speak that's sinful, but it's how you feel. It's the feeling. It's the thought. It's what's going on in your head. And therefore, because the avera is mainly done in your mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it, if you have the thought in your mind to do it, as if you did it. So if the main part of the avera is a maisa, so then you need to do the maisa in order to be held accountable. But if the main part of the Avera is a machshava, so then you get punished just for having the machshava. And the Panim Yafais gives another explanation. He says the Gemara there mentions that if there's an Avera that people treat lightly, very lightly, almost like it's mutter, so then also Hashem is mitzdarif machshava l'maisa. So he gives an example. The Avera of Lashon Hara is as severe as eating a piece of pork. And yeah, many people minimize doing Lashon Hara. Regarding such an avera, if you try to do, you wanted to tell your friend something, and then you got interrupted for some reason, and you weren't able to do it, you're still held accountable as if you sinned. Says the Panim Yafos, because it's an avera that many people step on, trample on, and it's almost like it's mutter. So he says, unfortunately, the same thing as with arrogance. People are very quick to justify themselves that they want some recognition for their talent, for their accomplishment, for their success, and the person says, it's not gaiva, I'm entitled. I earned it, I deserve this. And that idea is unfortunately something that many people have. And therefore, he says that's an avera that many people trample upon. And therefore, that's what the Torah is telling you, that it's considered one of the most severe averas in terms of mitzvah machshava, because many people consider it permissible. They think that they're entitled to it, and they don't even see anything wrong with having those types of thoughts. Okay, we'll stop here.